Have we recovered from Night of Glory? Yeah, have we recovered? That's why we didn't come. That's why we didn't come yesterday, Abin. Hallelujah. We thank God. Please, if you didn't come, try not to miss the next one in August, last Friday. We trust that it would be more glorious than the one that we just had. Hallelujah. Okay, we have a few thoughts to share today. And I trust that it will bless us. Hallelujah. For the next few minutes, we'll be looking at the parable of the sower. It has some serious implications for us. And there are some things that I want us to see closely with the help of the Holy Spirit. Father, I ask for grace. I ask for unction. Help us today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So you see, there are eight. Amen. You see, there are eight parables that Jesus used to illustrate the kingdom of God. If you go through the Gospels, there are about eight. And then one of them is the parable of the sower. But there's something about this particular one that we'll be looking at today. It's not just one of them. If you go to, I think it's Mark 4, Jesus said that if you do not, I think he was talking to his disciples, and he told them that if you do not understand this parable, he says, how will you understand the other parables? Praise God. In other words, this is the mother of all of the parables that Jesus used to illustrate the kingdom of God. So it means that there is something about this parable that needs to constantly be before us if our walk with God is going to be the way that God intends it to be. Hallelujah. It's a divine, the parable of the sower, and that's why we're looking at it this morning. It's a divine principle that applies to our entire walk with God. Let's see Matthew. There are different accounts, but let's start with Matthew's account. Matthew 13. It's a long read. We'll read it together from the screen. We'll read from verse 3 through to 23. Are we ready? Okay. Praise God. Hope nobody has eye problem. If you have eye problem, please come forward. Because I want everyone to look at it. All right, let's go. Want to go. He spoke many things to them. Praise God. Hallelujah. So this is Matthew's account. I've already started by saying that this is the mother of all parables. And I also told us that in this parable, we find divine principles that apply to our entire walk with God. Praise God. You see, it will always be about the Word of God and the condition of your heart. Where Pastor has been teaching us, God has been helping us in the last few weeks. But the condition with which you receive this word would go a long way to determine how transformed your life will be. Praise God. And as we go, I would try to say something to the help of the Holy Spirit. But this is just the foundation. It will always be about our heart. In this parable, we see we see four different heart conditions. Praise God. I used to think that they were different people. But you see, some of us seated here at different points in our lives, you had different of this. Your heart was in one of these four places. Praise God. It's four heart conditions that a person can have at different points in their lives. And we hope, we believe that we are receiving the word of God in this, the fourth condition. Praise God. Because if you go to Luke, if you go to Luke's account, Luke was more explicit. Luke said that those that received it on good ground, he said that those are they with a good and honest heart. Praise God. Not perfect, but good and honest heart. Praise the Lord. So it's very, very important that the heart condition with which we're receiving the words that God is bringing to us is the heart condition that God will have us have. Because even in this one that is the most desirable, you see that there are even levels. There is 30, 60, 100 and all of that. And I believe that that refers to the level of, remember, it's the word of the kingdom. And what do we mean when we say kingdom? It speaks of the dominion of God, God's character, God's nature, God's ability. It speaks of the extent of all of that that has been formed in us. And God expects that it is increasing on a daily basis. So you see why this parable is extremely important for us. The major way that we would become, the major way that we would become Christ-like is this vehicle of the word of the kingdom. Praise God. That's the major vehicle. And if it's not being, if it's not landing on a good heart and all of that, it's almost as if we're laboring in vain. But the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Praise God. So the quality of your heart and my heart is what would determine how fruitful we're going to be. That's what Jesus is telling us. The quality of your heart, the quality of my heart. You see different heart qualities. And of course, only one is desirable. And I want us to appreciate this parable, even use it to assess. You know, the other time I was telling us about assessment and all of that. Let's use it to assess our lives. We'll see some scriptures as we go on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's see Mark 4. Mark 4:17. All right, praise God. So what I want to do in the time that I have, I want us to look at the four heart conditions described there. And we'll say a few things and we'll trust God to help us. So I think I'm going ahead of myself. What is the first heart condition that was described? The wayside. Praise God. The wayside. None of us will be there in Jesus' name. Amen. It's a very terrible, terrible heart condition to have. Remember, Luke told us that the good ground are those who have a good an honest heart. Praise God. When the Bible, when the scripture talks about the wayside, I want you to know that many of these things revolve around honesty, sincerity, and all of that. The wayside, that's a dishonest heart. Praise God. You know, there are people that have heard the word, but they just love to continue in sin. They love to continue in their old ways. And you will see, let's see, John chapter 3, verse 19. Jesus was talking about, he was trying to explain the condemnation. And then he said, this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world. But then he says, men love darkness. Can you just, okay, can we read it together? Praise God. Men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. That's a very terrible kind of heart to have. You hear the word, you hear the word, you hear the word, but you just decide to do your own thing. You just decide to continue in your old ways. If you look at Romans chapter 1, so we'll be looking at a lot of scriptures this morning. Let's see Romans chapter 1, verse 18 to 21. Romans 1, 18. Please, let's read together. Praise God. The first verse said that they suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Now, someone suppressing the truth, how does that person come across to you? Does he look like someone that knows what he's doing or doesn't know what he's doing? Praise God. And that's the next thing I want to just, before I come back, you see that our will is very, very important in all of this. One of the ways to know that you are growing, to know that the word is beginning to affect you, is the things that you are beginning to give your will to. Praise God. It's a sign. It's a major sign that you are entering into the kingdom. Because man is, the way God has made us, we are very powerful. There are many things that we know that we're doing. We, many things that we have the power to choose. Amen. Praise God. So your will is so important. The scripture says that your people shall be willing in the day of your power. I don't have all the revelation for that scripture, but one of the understanding that I have is that when God is working on a person, when God begins to work on a person, their will begins to change. What they used to do, what they used to give their will to before, allegiance changes. Praise God. Allegiance changes. It says, your people shall be willing in the day of your power. So it's a major sign that the Spirit of God is working in us. So we're talking about the parable of the sower, and we're saying that the heart condition with which we receive the words that God is bringing to us is very, very important. You know what we call koinonia, fellowship. It's in the heart that it happens. Intercourse, it happens here. In the same vein, backsliding also happens here. When a man is going to leave God, when a man is going to turn away from God, the whole transaction happens here. Praise God. So, this thing is is never something that we outgrow. Praise God. Would keep understanding this parable with different perspectives, different lights as we walk with God, because there are many dynamics around it that determine how well we enter the kingdom or not. So the wayside is a very terrible heart condition. These are people that reject the word, the obvious truth of God's word. It's very, very terrible. And then the devil helps them. Before you know it, takes the word away. Praise God. Let's move quickly. The next one is the stony heart. Praise God. The stony heart. Now please give me Mark 4:17. Mark 4:17. Praise God. Jesus was explaining this heart condition, and this is what he said. He said that they have no root in themselves, and then so they endure only for a time. And then he says, afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, what happens? They stumble. Praise God. None of us can afford to be here, because a lot of persecution is coming in the days that we're going into. Praise God. So none of us can afford to be here. That's why we must allow the Spirit of God to work in us. Rugged determination. Praise God. Rugged determination, that we conclude our lives based on what God has said or is saying to us. Are we together? Praise God. Because if we don't do that, there is a tendency that when persecution comes, we might stumble. Remember, it's the word of the kingdom we're talking about. And if we're saying that we're about releasing the life of God, releasing the kingdom life and all of that, our heart condition is so important. It's so important to God, and it's so important to you. Praise God. You cannot afford to stumble. For those of us that are just coming, what I mean when I say kingdom, we're talking about the dominion of God, the character, the nature, the ability of God that is formed in us. You know, Jesus said that the kingdom of God is within you. These are all the things that should be within us. The character, how much of that is forming? How much of that nature? The scripture says, 2 Peter 1:4, it says that, by this we have exceeding and precious promises, that through these we might be made partakers of the divine nature. That's the will of God for us. That's one of the places that we're going to. We're partaking of God's divine nature. That's kingdom. Praise God. That's kingdom. If it ever gets too complicated for you, just remember that we're talking about the nature, the character of God, finding expression in your life first, and then through you. Praise God. So if any of this process gets interrupted, it means that we will not even walk with God as we're supposed to. Praise God. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So, I was talking about the stony heart, and he says those that are offended when persecution comes. And we know that persecution will come. Jesus said, Paul said, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus will do what? Will suffer persecution. all that will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. So we must allow the Spirit of God to do a work in our hearts that would not insulate us, but would ensure that when persecution comes, we are not shaken. Praise God. When persecution comes, we are not shaken. And one of the ways that will happen is rugged determination, concluding our lives on this word. If you look at Revelation 12:11, it says that they loved not their lives unto death. That's the kind of rugged determination that we are meant to have. In Job said, though he slay me, he says, yet will I trust him. Another translation says, yet will I praise him. We must be crazy people, we must be mad people. But everything, it's in your heart. And then it begins to find expression. If the work has not been done here, zeal will not take you very far. Praise God. The last time I was talking to us, I told us that at our last retreat, Pizak said something that one of the most profound things I've ever heard him say when he was talking about Demas. And he said that the work of God, it got to a point that Demas' heart had not gotten to. And then he turned back. Praise God. At that point, you can't, it's like software. You can't even deceive yourself again. Praise God. So if the work has not been done, you just see that you get to a point and that you are drifting. Praise God. Because this journey is very far. It's very far. If Jesus does not come 5, 10, 20, 50, 60, 70 years, we're still doing this thing. We're still learning. We're still studying. Praise God. So the work that is going on in your heart and my heart is so important. You can now see why this is the mother of all parables. Because that's where the transactions many times happen. That's where the transactions many times happen. When we talk about intimacy, it's here. When we talk about, as I told us earlier, intercourse and all of that. So, the stony heart, you can't afford. That cannot be your heart condition. Praise God. Remember, all these people, they receive the word. Praise God. But the fruit is another matter because of what is in the heart and all of that. Let's move very quickly to the thorny heart. It's another very terrible where we're not supposed to be. But some of us have been here. And this parable will also help you appreciate growth. Praise God. You know, I told us that these are four heart conditions that most of us at different points we had. Some of us are still there. It will be presumptuous to assume that everybody has automatically crossed to the good ground and all of that. But wherever you are, and that's why I made the point about your will. It's not a helpless thing. You can use your will to connect the mercy and the grace of God and faith and trust God to transform you. Praise God. So that your walk with God will be effective. So that your walk with God will be fruitful. So that the seed that we sow week in, week out would bring the transformation that is meant to bring. Are we together? Praise God. So the thorny heart. Let's see how Jesus described the thorny heart again when he was explaining the parable. And then even if this is not our heart condition, because of how God has helped us, there are many people that are still here, and we have a duty to pray. We have a duty to intercede and trust that God will help them. Praise God. This is some of the wahala that pastors go through. You preach and preach and preach and preach, and then you just hear one funny story. You can't call it a testimony. Praise God. It's a funny story. You hear many things, and you're like, after all this preaching, what have you been listening to? Praise God. Okay, where he explained it, I think it's further down from verse 19, where he explained, okay. Now he who received seed among the thorns is he who hears the word. You see that many people are here. And the cares of this world, or the cares of this life, and the deceitfulness of what? Riches. Do what? Choke. Choke is a very strong word. It chokes the word, and he becomes unfruitful. Praise God. He chokes the word, and he becomes unfruitful. It's not a good heart condition to have. But God can help us. Praise God. God can help us. Amen. In this place, one of the things that will help as we receive the word of God. Again, you know, I've said that all these people, they are not helpless people. Your will is not lost in all of this. Praise God. You can use your will to connect the mercy and the grace of God so that this will not be your heart condition. Everybody has, we all have cares, don't we? Praise God. But why is it that for one person, it's for two people, different outcomes? Praise God. That's a word I'm loving since Prophet Shafei used it on Friday. There's a difference between outcome and result. For two people, different outcomes. We need to be disciplined people. Praise God. We need to be disciplined. Through the power of the fruit of the Holy Spirit, you can escape this heart condition. Praise God. The word that you are receiving, it doesn't have to be choked. Amen. It doesn't have to be choked because of the cares of this world. The deceitfulness of riches does not have to carry you. Praise God. We need to be disciplined. Disciplined people, very, very disciplined, so that we can escape this place. If I have time, I'll come back to it. I'm just rushing. And then finally, the last one. Please give me Luke. I like Luke's account. Give me Luke. Luke 8, I think it's 15. Let's spend some minutes there before we pray. Amen. All right, can we read it together? Amen. It says they have a noble or honest and good heart. And then he says that they keep it and they bear fruit with patience. Praise God. They keep it and they bear fruit with patience. This is one of the reasons why for us, things like honesty, sincerity, they are very, very very, very important. The Bible, Jesus told us the characteristics of people that will bear fruit. Praise God. He says they are those with a good and a honest heart. And I've already told us that everybody can be here. He wasn't talking about perfection. It means that if you can just connect mercy and grace and get your heart to this point, it means that you would bear fruit. Praise God. You would bear 30, 60, 100. But the point is that you are bearing fruit. And then as you are growing, you begin to move up. Praise God. So what Jesus is telling us that is that if there is a scale, if there's a scale of 0 to 100, it means that he's telling us that this word of the kingdom sown in a right heart or in a good heart is able to make us fruitful at different levels. Praise God. Now, this is not a doctrine, but I want to believe that when Jesus said 30, 60, 100, it refers to degrees of Christ-likeness. Praise God. Degrees of Christ-likeness. You see why growth is, it would always talk about growth. It will always be about your growth. That's always going to be what we'll be assessing. Praise God. Degrees of Christ-likeness. But the quality that he's looking for is a good and a honest heart. Let's see a scripture. 2 Corinthians. Then we'll come back to this. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Sorry, 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Yes, verse 7. Okay, it says, are we together? It says, purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened, for even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Let's read verse 8. This is where it really concerns. Okay, it says, therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with what? Praise God. But with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Praise God. With the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Hallelujah. This is a big deal for us. Do you know that there is very little anybody can do for you if you are not a sincere person? Praise God. I'm not even talking about natural stuff. I'm talking about this Christian kingdom stuff that we try to look at week in, week out. There's very little that anybody can do for you. There's very little pastor can do for you if you are not a sincere person. Help has a way of coming to sincere people. Praise God. Help has a way of coming to sincere people. So he says, the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. That's the quality of heart that will bear fruit. That's the quality of heart that will bear fruit. We cannot overemphasize this point, but the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. God, one thing we need to know about God, God appreciates honesty, sincerity, all those kind of things. God really, really appreciates them. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. See what Paul said. He said, but we have renounced the hidden things of shame.
Give me KJV.
Because we're talking about honesty and dishonesty. He says, can we read it together? Not, nor, praise God. But we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. Praise God. So you see that even in this heart condition, God makes a demand on us that we should constantly renounce as He shines His light. Praise God. As the spotlight comes, keep renouncing, keep shedding off, keep letting go of everything that will go, so that you would keep increasing. Do we understand the dynamic? So that you can increase in Christ-likeness, so that the dominion, the character, the nature, that's how we partake of the divine nature. You see why it's the mother of all parables? Because if you are not partaking of His divine nature, then what are we doing? Praise God. It's very, very important that we renounce the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness. Praise God. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So that demand is laid on us to keep renouncing. Another demand that is laid on us is diligence. Praise God. The things that we're hearing, we're meant to stay with them. Praise God. Literally, stay with them till you have a breakthrough. Praise God. You know, Hebrews 11:6, the Bible says that God is a rewarder of them that what? Diligently seek Him. And we've said it over and over again, and I believe we'll continue to say it, that everything we're doing, everything we're saying is deliberate. Praise God. It's systematic. It's not gamble. It's deliberate for a desired goal. So if you are not a diligent person, you are likely not going to grow. But I believe that the Lord will help us, and that's the demand that God is laying on us. So as the words keep coming, get excited if you want to, but know that these demands are laid on us so that we can be more fruitful. Hallelujah. These demands are laid on us so that we can be more fruitful. As I begin to close, let's see 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. 2 Peter. I mentioned it earlier. All right. I want every one of us to read, please. Can we read together? Amen. So you need to know that, you need to appreciate this, that you are partaking of His divine nature. Praise God. Make up your mind that nothing would tamper with your heart space. Make up your mind that quality that was mentioned there, good and honest, that will be you. Praise God. There's nothing like, it's one of the best testimonies that you can have. Have you heard people describe somebody before? They say he has a good heart. Praise God. And of course, if there's a good heart, then there's a bad heart. Praise God. And if you receive the word of God with a bad heart, it will not profit you. That's what we're saying. That's the summary of everything that I'm trying to say to us. If we receive it with a bad heart, it will not profit you. And I told us you can hang in there for some time, but after a while, when push comes to shove, you might just leave everything totally and just go back to the world like Demas. Praise God. Remember, the walk got to a point. I will never forget that statement for as long as I live. The walk got to a point that his heart had not gotten to. So it means that there is something, there's a process that is meant to be ongoing in your heart and in my heart. And if anything tampers with that thing, you will not be as useful as you are meant to be in God's hands. Or you might just become a parrot. Praise God. You just be saying things, but there's no life. And I'm trusting that God would help us, that as we are receiving these words, it would, as pastor is sowing the seeds, it would be on a good heart. Remember, good is not perfect. Praise God. Good is not perfect. That's why your will, that's why you must connect to the mercy and grace of God. Everything that does not allow us to appreciate the word of the kingdom as we are meant to appreciate it, let's trust God to help us renounce all those things. Let's read the final scripture, Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13. It says, now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Praise God. It means that as we share fellowship, Sunday, Wednesday, the public holidays that we come together, the night of glory, everything that we do, this is something that should be happening to us. Praise God. The Spirit of God is working in us that which is well-pleasing in his sight. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I want us to take some minutes to just pray.